This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. At least 4 people died and 14 injured in a jeep accident at Doti district. Nepali Congress Joint General Secretary Dr. Prakash Saran Mohat says misunderstanding between close neighbors sometimes is obvious, and US concludes first direct talks with Taliban since withdrawal. Now the news in detail. At least 4 people died and 14 others were injured in an accident of a jeep carrying wedding attendants. The jeep met with the accident at Panchadeval Vinayak Municipality 1 in Assam. According to District Police Office Assam, the jeep met with the accident at 11 p.m. last night while returning to Vinayak Bazar with wedding attendants. The deceased have been identified as Jivan Jaisi of Panchadeval Vinayak Municipality 3, Sarpa Bohara of same ward, Jivan Neupani, and 15-year-old Himal Nepali. Jaisi died on the spot while 3 others breathed their last while undergoing treatment. Police in charge of District Police Office, DSP Tulsiram Arial, said 2 among other injured were sent to Nepalganj for further treatment last night, while 12 others are being treated at Assam District Hospital. Police said that the accident took place when the jeep went out of control. 3 persons were killed and 14 were injured when a jeep met with an accident near local Madi River at Wallington in the district on Sunday evening. The deceased have been identified as Dal Bahadur Palli, Ganga Palli, and 4-year-old Karisma, all of Galyang municipality. Deputy Superintendent of Police Rajendra Prasad Adhikari said Dal Bahadur and Ganga died at a Walling based primary health institution and Karisma at Manipal Hospital in Pokhara. 14 injured are undergoing treatment. The total 19 passengers were travelling on the ill-fated vehicle. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has expressed satisfaction over the construction work of Pokhara International Airport under construction at Chiniadada of Pokhara Metropolitan City 14. Giving a brief response after inspecting the airport under construction today as a project of national pride, he said that he was happy with the construction being carried out during the COVID-19 pandemic. Project Director of Pokhara Regional International Airport, Pradeep Adhikari, briefed Prime Minister Deuba about the physical progress so far and the problems encountered during the construction. According to him, 85% construction work has been completed so far. On the 5th day of Navratra, Skanda Goddess is being worshipped today. It is said that Sanat Kumar accepted Parvati's orders and was born from Parvati, leaving the name Skanda Goddess. Skanda means Sanat Kumar. According to theologian Professor Dr. Ramchandra Gautam, the ideal of Skanda Goddess is seen sitting on the throne and holding a lotus flower with both hands. One person died of coronavirus infection while receiving treatment at Dhangadi-based Sethi Provincial Hospital. Hospital informed that an 80-year-old man of Kanchanpur died of coronavirus infection. Nepali Congress Joint General Secretary Dr. Prakash Saran Mohat, who is currently in India visit, said as Nepal and India have shared time-honored and close relations, problems between the two countries sometimes was obvious. In his address to a program organized in the Banaras Hindu University on Sunday, he said Nepal and India have enjoyed century-old relations in religious, economic and cultural domains, among others, stating that misunderstanding is obvious sometimes on some issue in such close relations. In the interaction organized by the Nepal Study Center and Dindayal Study Center of the University, he further noted misunderstanding can also emerge in the close ties, dispute can also surface between the neighbors, such issues should be sorted out through the medium of a dialogue. Former Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Mohat argued that the bilateral relations between Nepal and India should be further strengthened based on mutual trust and understanding. The Council of Ministers has been expanded in Gandaki province. Chief Minister Krishna Chandra Nepale Pokhrel has further expanded the cabinet and appointed lawmaker Dobati Biswakarma as a minister. Newly appointed Minister Biswakarma will be sworn in as a minister at 5 p.m. today. Gandaki province, which has 60 state assembly members, now has 11 ministers, but now the number of ministers has reached 12. The Meteorological Forecasting Division says the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. The division said light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of hilly region of the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. The first talks between the US and Taliban leaders since the withdrawal of American troops in August have concluded in Doha. The talks in Qatar focused on containing extremist groups, the evacuation of US citizens and humanitarian aid. US officials say that while the group would be judged by its action, talks had been candid and professional. The U.S. insists the meeting does not amount to recognition of the Taliban. In a statement issued on Sunday night, the Taliban claimed that the U.S. had agreed to begin to provide humanitarian aid to the country. More than 1.76 million people have been affected by severe flooding in China's northern Shanxi province, according to local media. Torrential rain last week led to houses collapsing and triggered landslides across more than 70 districts and cities in the province. Heavy rainfall is hampering rescue efforts, officials said. The flooding comes less than 3 months after extreme rains in Henan province left more than 300 dead. China's Meteorological Administration also told local media that heavy and prolonged rainfall and storms are hampering rescue efforts. Authorities said that more than 120,000 people have been urgently transferred and resettled and that 17,000 homes have collapsed across Shanxi province. The Australian city of Sydney has emerged from a lockdown after almost 4 months, with locals celebrating a range of new freedoms. People queued for pubs and shops that opened at midnight on Monday specifically for the occasion. Many others have been enjoying anticipated reunions and visits to homes of relatives and friends. COVID rules had banned household visits and travel beyond a 5-kilometer zone, separating many families. But most restrictions have now been eased for fully vaccinated people. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines once again. At least 4 people died and 14 injured in a jeep accident at Doti district. Nepali Congress Joint General Secretary Dr. Prakash Saran Mahat says misunderstanding between close neighbors sometimes is obvious, and US concludes first direct talks with Taliban since withdrawal. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.